Daf Lamed Gimel. So we got to the last few lines, last five lines of Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis. The Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan. We have our work cut out for us today. There's a lot to do. So the Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan. Ma'ase bechassid echad shayam espal b'derech. A certain individual is davening, and basar echad menasin lo shalom. And a guy was passing by and said hello to the chassid davening. Velo hichser lo shalom. The guy, the chassid, didn't respond. He was davening Shmoneh Esrei. Himtin lo ad shesayim tulasa. The sar stood there waiting in anger till the chassid stopped davening. La'acha shesayim tulasa. After he finished davening, amar lo, reka, you empty person. Halo ksiv basaraschem. Listen and say in your Torah. Rak yishama lecha rishmor nafshcha. Protect yourself. Ksiv nishbartim meod nashosechem. Be very careful of your soul. So how are you able to kshin sati lecha shalom? Lama lo chzarti lecha shalom? Why didn't you respond back? Your life is in danger now. If I cut off your head with my sword, who's going to be tovea you? Who's going to protect you? So Amar lo, the chassid says, wait until I appease you. Amar lo, let's say I've been standing in front of the actual king. So then, and then your friend were to come to you and say in front of the king, hello, haisi machser lo, would you greet your friend while you're talking to the king? So Amar lo, no, I wouldn't. If I'm talking to the king, I ignore everyone else around me. So the chassid says, if you were to stop from talking to the king and turn to your friend and say, hello, what would happen to you? Amar lo, they would murder me. So he says, is this not a kalvachomer? Ma ta you. You're a soldier. Shaisi omeid lefnei melech basar v'dam shayom kan umachar bakever. That you would act in such a way to your king, who today is alive and tomorrow he'll be dead. So kachani shaisi omeid lefnei melech malchei amlocham akadosh baruch. I'm standing in front of the eternal king of the world. Shuchai v'kaim laad ulol me'olamim. Alachas kam v'kama. Should I not interrupt him and to say hello to you? The soldier was pleased with such a response. Beniftar also chassid leves alasham. The chassid went home. So afilu nachash. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah now. Karach al akevo al liafsik. A person is davening and there's a snake climbing up his leg. So Amar Rav Sheish is lo shanu ella nachash. This is only true that you're allowed to continue davening with the snake because snakes are not very aggressive and there's no real imminent danger. About akrev, if there is an akrev, if there's a scorpion, posek, one must stop because scorpions are very aggressive and lethal. So the Gemara says, Mesive, nafol agov arayos, a person falls into a lion's den. Ein me'idin alav shemes. You don't testify he died. Just because he fell into a lion's den doesn't mean the lion ate him. If nafol achafira melem nechashim, he fell into a pit full of snakes, v'akrabim and scorpions, me'idin alav shemes, then you would testify that he was dead. So how come? If it's a pit of just snakes, so we just said before, snakes aren't dangerous. If you start with them, fine, but falling into the pit of snakes, that doesn't mean they'll kill you. If you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, they're crawling up your leg, they're not going to kill you. Just be still and continue to daven. So the Gemara says, shiny hasam there, when you fall into the pit, it's different, because da'agava itzatze mazgi, because you stepped on the snake, that's going to be an aggression towards them, then they're going to attack you. So if you're just standing straight and they're just crawling up like you're a tree, so then you'll be fine. If you fall into a pit of snakes, then they're going to attack you. No, it's either one. It's either one of scorpions or one of snakes. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Rosh Shvarim Posek." Let's say you see an ox, you should stop davening because ox or bulls are very dangerous. Tzitani Rabbi Shaya, Marchikin Mishur Tam. A person should distance from a short tam, which is a shore that's not necessarily has not proven to be aggressive. Chamishim Amma, be a distance of 50 amos away. But if it's a Mishur Muar, a known dangerous ox, a known dangerous bull, then Kimlo Einim, a person should distance himself. He shouldn't be able to see the shore, run far away. So we're just talking about different animals and the dangers that they present. Tana Mishmedi Rabbi Meir, Reish Torah Bidikula. Let's say you see the head of a shore, it's buried, or it's borrowed in a basket of tevin. It's eating straw. You know, it has a little basket around its neck, and it's eating. So, salak la'agra, a person should, even though the shore is involved in eating, and you think it's like distracted by the food, still don't trust the shore. You should run to the roof, sikla la'egra, ushade darga, bitutach, and throw away the ladder so the shore shouldn't climb the ladder after you. So Amar Shmuel, Hani Milei B'Shur Shachar, this is only true of a black ox, B'yomi Nisan, during the days of Nisan, b'pneisha satan merakid out lo bein karna, because the satan dances between its horns, that's when they're most aggressive. The way they explain it is because since, you know, in the springtime, the fields are full of grass and it's beautiful, and he's so happy, you know, dancing with the dandelions, you know, and all the flowers, he gets all excited, so when he sees someone, he's on the attack mode. So this is only true if it's a black ox in the spring season of the Nisan, you should run far away and climb up the ladder and throw out the ladder. If it's during the rest of the year, if he's distracted by eating his food, there's not so much of a concern. Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan Maisa b'makom echad shayasham arud. An arud is a hybrid of a snake and a type of toad of some sort. It's some dangerous animal. So if a maisa b'makom echad shaya arud vaya mazik es hara abrios, and it was busy attacking people. So Bob hodiyolol the Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They didn't know what to do. So they told the great tzaddik Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Amar lahem, he says, Hera li eschoro, show me this guy's home. Where does he live? Where's his hole? Heriu eschoro, they showed him the hole and they ran. Nasan akevo al piachor, he placed his heel over the hole, the home of this arud. Is there an English translation, by the way, of this? Okay. Yatza unashacho, and the arud came and bit Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Umeis also arud, and the arud died. Not Rabbi Chanina, but the arrow died. So not low, al ksefo, he picked up the arrow, put it around over his shoulders. Vivil the base medrash, brought to the base medrash his victory lap. And Amar lahem, ru'u b'ni, ani arod, ein arod memis, el achet memis. The arrow doesn't kill, the sin kills. So the raya is, it bit me and it died, not me, and I don't have any sins. And Bosa Shah, Amru, that time they said, Oy lo la'adim shepaga bo arod, woe to a person who encounters the arod, but oy lo la'arod shepaga bo Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Woe to the arod who encounters Rabbi Chanina. I remember when one of the mukubam of recent times, he was 100 and something, for his name, he would just smoke like crazy. And they told him, you know, smoking is dangerous, that people tell you. Know, it's very dangerous. He said, no. Cancer doesn't kill. Smoking doesn't kill. Chatam kill people. It's based on this Gemara here. So I forget which one it was. It was a known Rav, I'll have to remember the name. Anyways, the Mishnah says, I'm not encouraging people to smoke, but if you're sin-free, then it's another story, but okay. The Mishnah says, Maskirin Gvuras Kishamim, one who mentions Mashiva Ruach, you're supposed to mention Tchias Mesim, as we do. U'she'ela b'birchas Hashanim, the same Talamat L'Racha is mentioned in the Bracha B'birchas Hashanim, as we know. U'havdallah is b'chonin hadas. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva argued and says, no, Omer, you should say havdallah atachron tanu b'racha v'rviyas b'fnei atzmo. It should be a standalone bracha. We don't hold like this. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, b'hoda, you should say it in modem. We pass like the Tanakhama, you say it in chonin hadas. Just a short Rashi here. Rashi writes, Maz Kirin Gvuras Kishamim Masha Ruach. She'ein no lashin bakasha, ela lashin haskara v'shevach. It's not a request, it's rather a praise. It's a very important thing, actually, calls it a shevach. Rashi and Mefarshim and Tainis call Masha Ruach a ritzui. Ritzui is somewhere between a bakasha and a shevach. A bakasha is a request. A shevach is a praise. A ritzui is praising Hashem in order to lead to a bakasha. It's more of a bakasha. So there's a nafkamina, whether you call Masha Ruach simply a shevach, or it's a ritzui. What's a nafkamina? So there's a Tosus and Tainis that talks about, if you forgot Mashiva Ruach, can you say it during Shemea Tefillah? Shemea Tefillah is only a place where you could add Bakashos. You can't add a Shevach there. So according to the opinions who say you can say Mashiva Ruach in Shemea Tefillah, assume that Mashiva Ruach is more of a Ritzoi, more of a Bakasha. But according to this Rashi, who calls it only a Shevach, it would be inappropriate to mention a Shevach during Shemea Tefillah. So if one were to forget Mashiva Ruach, you have to start all the way from the beginning, which is how we, in fact, paskim. Okay, the Gemara now says, Maskirin Gvuras Kishamim, my time. So what's the reason why we mention Maskirin Gvuras Kishamim, Masha Ruach, in Tchias HaMesim? So Amar Rav Yosef, Mitoch Sheshkulach Tchias HaMesim, because rain is like Tchias HaMesim. It's the same, accomplishes the same thing. Meaning just like the rain, you take a seed and you bury it in the ground and the rain causes it to come to life. So to Tchias HaMesim is taking that which is in the ground and comes to life. And therefore they are very connected. And lefikach, kiva'uha bibir b'Tchias HaMesim. That's why it's been established in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. U'she'ela bibir chas HaShanim my time. And why do they place the bracha of the same talamat l'racha in the bracha of Birchas Hashanim. So I'm Rav Yosef Mitochshi Parnasa. So Lefika Kaval Birchas Parnasa. The bracha of Mivarach Hashanim is a bracha Parnasa. And rain, of course, also is about Parnasa. If there's a drought, that's going to affect all of the economy. So it's all about Parnasa, and therefore it's appropriate to be in that bracha. The Havdalah B'chonin Hadas, my time, why do we say Atachon Antanu in Chonin Hadas? I'm Rav Yosef Mitoch She Hi Chachma. Havdalah is a Chachma, the ability to be Mavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol, Benor Lachoshech, and so on, the ability to distinguish, therefore Kava'ua B'birchas Chachma, the bracha about wisdom. Rabban Amri, Rabban say, Mitoch She Hi Chol, Lefikach Kava'u B'birchas Chol. They say a different reason. Atachonin is the first bracha of the chol, right? The first three brachas are the same on Shabbos and Yontif. We always have that. Which bracha makes Motzei Shabbos Marv different? It's the fact that one says Atachonin is the first bracha of a chol, but that's when we say Atachonin. Gemara now says Amar Rabbi Ami Gedola Deya Shenitna Betchilas Bracha Shel Chol. So great is Deya that it was situated in the bracha of the first bracha of Chol. We put in the first. We didn't put in number two or number three. The very first bracha of the Bakashos was the bracha of Deya. That's how important Das is. So Amar Rabbi Ami Gedola Deya. You know how great Deya is? So I'll give you another raya. It was Shenitna Bein Shtei Osios, that it was situated between two letters in the Torah. What does that mean? Shenamar, it says, Ki Kel Deos Hashem. It was placed between two names of Hashem. They had sandwiched it between the Pasuk and Shmuel. Ki Kel Deos Hashem. The fact that it's surrounded by Shemos Hashem tells us how important Das is. V'chol Misha Ein Bo Deya. Those who don't have Deya, us the Rachim Alav, you can't have Rachmanis on them. Shenemar Ki Lo Am Binosu Al Kein Lo Yachamenu Aseu. Because they're a nation of lacking Bina, I don't have Rachmanis on this. So this can't be talking about a person who doesn't have the capacity to learn. It's talking about a person who has the ability to have Deya and Das and doesn't take advantage of his Das. That person is not worthy of having any Rachmanis. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Gadol Mikdash Shenitein Ben Shnei Osios, so great is the base of Mikdash, that this too was sandwiched between two names of Hashem. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. So we see that Mikdash is surrounded by two Shemos of Hashem as well. Amar Rabbi Elazar, call Adam Sheish Bo Deya, those who have Deya, Ke'ilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'yamav. So now we're connecting these two sugyas. Those who have Deya, those who have Das, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in his life. Deya Nitna Bein Shtei Osios, and so to Mikdash was Nasan Bein Shtei Osios. Now Deya here means something much deeper. Those who learn the Svarim, it's referring to Das, the Chachma Bein of a Das. There's something much deeper going on here. But on a simple level, it just means a person who has Das, who has understanding of the Torah. So Mas Givla Rav Acha Karchina, Elam Yatev, that's the case. Gedola Nekama Shenitna Bein Shtei Osios. So we should say the same Svara. The word Nekama also appears between two names of Hashem, Shenemar, Kel Nekamos Hashem. So you're going to say that Nekama, taking revenge, is so chashiv? We don't. Nekama is an iser. It's not a chashiv thing. So Amar Lei in Bemilsa Mia Gedola Hi. There are certain instances where Nekama is necessary. When Nekama is necessary and appropriate, then Nekama is considered a very chashiv thing, like that of Deya and that of the Beis HaMikdash. V'hayni damar, hainu, damar Ula, that's what Ula would say, Shtei Nekamos Halalu. It says the Kel Nekamos twice. It's Kel Nekamos Hashem, it says Kel Nekamos Hofia. Why the two types of Nekamos? Lama. So Achas Latova, Achas Lera. Sometimes Nekama is for good. It's necessary when you need to take revenge to protect the defense of Klai Yisrael. And sometimes it's a Lera when you... sometimes it's a negative thing. So, excuse me? Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Hofia. It says in the Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. No, it's in the Pasuk. Yeah. So then it says, Latova, what's Latova? Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Hofia Mehar Paron. And when is it Lira? Dichsiv, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Hofia. So it depends on the application. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. But when it's good, that's a very chashiv thing. So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Omra Bracha Revius. So he felt that we should say Atachon Antanu as a separate bracha. So we don't pasken this way. But Amar Le Rav Shemin Bar Abba Le Rabbi Yochanan Michti. Let's understand the whole evolution of Havdalah in Tvila, Havdalah Al Hakos. How did this happen? So Anshe Gnesa Gadola, Tiknu Lehem Lisrael, Brachos V'Tfilas. They're the ones who established the Nusach HaTfilah. And Kedushos, and they make Kiddush, V'Avdalos, V'Nechsi Heichan Tukin. Let's see how exactly, I mean, what's the Machlokes? Why did Akiva and Tanakama arguing where was Atachon Antanu placed? Just look back in history, when exactly was it instituted? How was it instituted? So Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan said as follows, B'Tchila Kevau B'Tfilah. Initially, and establish that once they have dala during tefillah, during Shemoneh Esrei. And then Shehishiru, when they became very wealthy, they said, you know what, let's make the Havdalah more chashiv, and Kiva'uha ahakos, let's say Havdalah on kos, and they said, we'll no longer say it on tefillah, let's say Havdalah ahakos like we do. And then, he'enu, then the people became very poor, and they couldn't afford an extra cup of wine for Havdalah. They already had to have one for Friday night, to have a second one for Havdalah was too much. So then, chazu v'kavu b'tefillah, they reestablished that it be said only in tefillah. So hey Mamru, Hamavdil Batfila, Tach Shavdil Alakos. But then later on they returned back and they said that even though one said it in the Tvila, one those who are able to should also say it Al Hakos. So now it was established both Batfila and Alakos for those who have the wherewithal. That was the whole evolution. So Itmar Nami was said as well, Amr Bihibra Abba Amr Byochan Antra Knesakadola Tiknu Lamli Israel Brachos Batfilos for Kdushas Vavdalos. Betchila kavau betchila. Initially, they said Avdala during Shemoneh Esrei. Heshiru kavau alakos. Vehenu, they became poor again. Kavau betchila. Vehimamru hamavdu betchila. Tzarach sheavdu balakos. So this is again the same exact evolution. Itmar Nami was said as well that Rabba Rav Yosef Damri Terbayu hamavdu betchila. Tzarach sheavdu alakos. Okay, so this is the halach. So 1 second. So Amar Rabba. Rabba says Mosfina Nashmaisen. So let's ask him the question. So ta'a vo hiskir gvas kshamim. So let's say a person made a mistake and didn't mention Masher Ruach b'tchias emesim she'ela b'birchas hashanim. He didn't say Saint Talmud Tavarcha machzir nosa. You have to go back and start again. You need to mention Masher Ruach and you need to mention v'sein Talmud Tavarcha. Havdala b'chonin hadas ein machzir nosa. But if a guy forgot atachon antanu, we don't make him repeat Shemoneh Esrei mipnei she'yachal omra al hakos. You always have the option of saying it on al hakos. So therefore, no need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says, so what's the question now? The question is, so if it's true that a person has to, it says, Yachal, you're able to. It sounded like before that you must. You must have said, the Gemara said before, that Hamavdu Batfila Tsarich Shiavdu Alakos, you must. And here the Gemara says, Yachal, you're able to if you want to. It's an option to say it Alakos. So is it a requirement to say it Alakos, or is it an option? So the Gemara says, Lo tema mipnei sheyachal omra alakos. Ela ema mipnei sheomra alakos. Not because they're able to, if they want to. So take out the word yachal, and they don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. If you didn't say atachon antanu, because you're going to say it alakos. That's the requirement. So the Gemara says further, Itmar Nami was said as well, Amr Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes, Shal Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, B'tzidon, V'amrile, others say it was Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov, de Minsur as Rabbi Yochanan, V'ana Shemais, and I heard, Hamavdi B'tvila, Tzarech, Le Sheyavdi Alakos, Olo, what's the din? Amrile, Tzarech, Sheyavdi Alakos, we paskin that if one did say Atachon Antanu, nonetheless, you still have to say it again on Alakos. The Gemara now says, further, Ibar Lahu, Hamavdil Alakos, Mao Sheyavdil Bitfila. Let's say you said Alakos. You didn't daven Marv yet. You said Avdala first. So you said Avdala Alakos. Do you have to now say Atachon Antanu in Shemoneh Esrei after the fact? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kal Vachomer Metfila, Ma Tfila, De Iker Takantahi. Tfila was the initial place where they instituted saying Atachon Antanu. So if you did the Iker Takanta, you said it during Atachon Antanu, and yet we said, nonetheless, Amri Mavdil Betfila still Tzarech Sheyavdil Alakos. So certainly, if you did the Tafel first, Hamavdil Alakos, which was the secondary type of Takana, the Lav Iker Takantu, that's not the primary Takana. Lokoshkin is not a Kavachomer that you should certainly say it in Tfila as well, which is the Iker Takana. So Gemara says a Braisa further on the same topic. Tani Rabbi Acha Aricha Kame de Rav Chinina Hamavdil Batfila Meshubach Yosef Mimishi Avdil Alakos. It's better to say if one were to have the option, but it's more praiseworthy to say Avdala during Tfila than it is to say Alakos, because that was the Iker Takana Batfila. Vim Hivdil Bazu Bazu. If he makes Havdala during both, Yanuchalo Brachos Al Rosho, he should be Zocha to many Brachos. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Hagufa Kasha, that statement, that Braisa, was internally contradictory to itself. Because Amris, we said, Hamavdil Batfila, Mishubach Yosemi Mashi Avdil Alakos. If you have the option, better to say it during Tfila than Alakos, which is Mashma, Alma, Tfila Luchud, Sagi. It's sufficient just to say it Tfila. That's Mishubach. But then the very next line of that Braisa says, Hadar, Tani Im Hivdil Bazu Vazu. If you said it in both of them, Yanuach Lo Brachos Arosho. Sounds like But kevan denafik lebechada, once you fulfilled havdalah in one of them, whether it be tefillah or a kos, but one of them you did, iftar your potter, v'havi bracha shenchicha, it's you're saying an anesei bracha now. V'amri rav, v'tema reish lakish, v'amri le'adar say Rabbi Yochanan, reish lakish, v'amri tevayu, kol mevarech bracha shenchicha, over mishim lo sisa. If you say an anesei bracha, you violate an iser lo sisa. Some say that it's an iser deraisa. Some say it's an iser mederabanan. Machlokas tosas ramam. But either way, it's an iser to say bracha shenchicha. So if we're saying you're yotze with saying in a tvila, how can you say it al kos later on? Is that not a bracha shenchicha? So ela ema hachi, say as follows. Im hivdu bazu, v'lo hivdu bazu, yanucho lo brachos arosho, that if you said it this way, and you didn't say that one, then, meaning you said it betfila, you didn't say alakos, you'll be zocha to a number of brachos. So this nusach is not assuming like we paskin, of course, to say atachon antanu, and the bracha alakos as well. So we didn't answer the question, as was asking before, about how come there's a machlokas, where you say atachon antanu, but the answer, I believe, is, since we see there's a whole history of, was it in tefila, was it alakos, it became confusing over time, and therefore, that created a machlokas when exactly atachon antanu should be said in Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara now says the very last line of Amud Aleph here, Ba'imenei Rav Chista Rav Sheshes. Ta bazu bazu. Let's say the guy didn't say it during Shemoneh Esrei, nor did he say it al hakos. What should you do? Maha, what's the din now? Should he say it now? Or since he made a mistake in both of them, he shouldn't say it anymore. So the Gemara says, Amrlei, ta bazu bazu. So if he didn't say either one, he should go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, and he should say, start again to Atachon Tanu, and then he should say Havdalah. So the Gemara then says, top line of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Lei Ravina Lei Rava, Hilchasamai, what's the bottom line, the Psak Halacha, that if a guy is Mavdil Betfila, does he have to say Alakos again? Amar Lei, Ki Kiddush, just like Kiddush, Ma Kiddush, Afa Gavda Mekadish Betzlusa, we said Kiddush Vayechula Shemayim, we said during Shemoneh Esrei Marv Leil Shabbos, and yet still, we're Mekadish Akasa, we say the Bracha, Kiddush and Kos when we get home, Af Avdala Nami, they're Mesakin, the Af Agavda Mavdi Betzlusa, even though a person said Atachar Antanu in Shemoneh Esrei, nonetheless, Mavdi Lakasa, you have to say Hakidah Havdala Al Hakos as well, and that's of course how we paskin. So the Gemara now quotes the other position. We had three opinions in the Mishnah. When you say Atachon Tanu, Tanakama was in Atachonin, which is what we do. Rabbi Kiva was Bracha Raviya, Bifnei Atma, separate Bracha. And Rabbi Elazar was a third opinion that you say it during Modim. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Zera have a Rachav Chamer. He was once riding on a donkey. And have a Kashakil V'azil, Rabbi Chia Ba'avin, Basrei. And Rabbi Chia was following him. So Amar Lei, Vada Damisa Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. The truth that you said in Rabbi Yochanan's name, the halacha, Rabbi Eliezer, that you should say Atachon Antanu in Modim. B'yomtiv shechal yos acha Shabbos. When yontif falls after Shabbos, meaning Matzah Shabbos is a yontif, so there he says you should say it during Modim. Why? Because there's no Atachon Antanu. There's no Atachonin. Remember, Matzah Shabbos is yontif. So you have a yontif davening. Yontif davening, Matzah Shabbos, there's no Atachonin. So where do you stick Atachon Antanu then? So is it not true that you admitted, you said, when do we pass like Rabbi Eliezer to say it during Modim? On a Matzah Shabbos Yontif, where there's no Atachonin, so then you should stick Atachon Tanu in Modim. Is it not true that that's what you said? So Amar Le'in, that's what I pass in Halacha, Michlal de Pligi. So now that sounds like we pass like Rabbi Eliezer in a case of Yontif. Shechal Yos Acha Shabbos, it sounds like there's still a Machlokes, there could be another opinion. So velo pligi. So is there not a machlokas? Of course, it's a machlokas. Va pligi rabban. Don't rabbanan argue and say that you don't say atachon antanu during modim. So Gemara says ema the pligi rabbanan b'shar yimos hashana. Granted, the rest of the year this machlokas went to say atachon antanu, but b'yomtov shechal yos acha Shabbos mi pligi. Is there no machlokas? Do they argue? I mean, there's no atachonin. So even the chachamim will agree to Rabbi Eliezer that you should stick atachon antanu during Modim. So there's no machlokas, meaning the Gemara shouldn't say halacha krebi Eliezer by yantav shechal yos matzah Shabbos. Halacha implies like there's a machlokas, but there's no machlokas when yantav falls out matzah Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, there is. Ha pligi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would still say, when yantav falls out of matzah Shabbos, you should have a separate bracha. So there is a machlokas. Even though Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Eliezer, you should say it during Modim, Rabbi Akiva would still think there should be, it warrants its own bracha. So the Gemara says, the answer is follows. So do we pass like Rabbi Kiva the rest of the year for Atachon Antanu? No, we don't. Dahasha Nekev and Avid Kivaisi. Now we should passing like him. I mean, Rabbi Kiva was off the grid. Now we ignored him. We didn't passing like him. We don't say a separate bracha. So just like we ignore him the rest of the year, so too we should ignore his psak when it comes to Yantav Shachalias B'Shabbos. So Shishkein Kol Shana Kula. My time alone, Avdin and Rabbi Kiva. Why don't we pass like Rabbi Kiva that Atach and Tanu does not have its own bracha? Because Timnei Sari Takin, Shasar Lo Takin. They only established 18 brachas in Shemar Esrei. They didn't establish 19. So you can't make up your own 19th bracha. So that's why we don't paskin. So to Hachanami, when it comes to Yantif, Shechal Yos Moshe Shabbos, Shev, Takin, they were established 7 brachas. And Timnei Lo Takin, they didn't establish 8 brachas. So Gemara now says, Amar Lei, says back, that Lav Halacha Itmar, Elamatin Itmar. You're right. That we didn't say that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer during Modim, on Yantav Shechalis Bumat Shabbos, we say Matin, that the halacha is that we lean towards him, we favor him, but not that there was ever a machlokas. V'itmar, it says that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Amar Mishum Rabbeinu. Halacha, some say the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer on Matzah Shabbos Shechalis Biyamtav, and Amrila, others say Matin, that that's how we paskin, but not to indicate necessarily that there's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Modim, he said we should say it during Modim, and Rabbi Yechir Bar Abin Amar Nirin, that we agree that that I think that it appears to me that the halacha is that we say during Modim. So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Zeira Nakut to Rabbi Yechir Bar Abba Biyadech, you should hold on to the sheet of Rabbi Yechir in your hand. The Daik Vegamar Shmaisa Bipuma Demari Shapir, because Rabbi Yechir, he learned very well and precise from his Rabbi. That Kirachva de Pumpadisa, like Rachva was the name of a certain Chacham there. He was very medactic. Damar Rachva, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Har Habayis Stav Kafalhaya, that Har Habayis had two, I'm not sure how they say this, like platforms or something, circular platforms on Har Habayis. We have Stav Lefnim Estiv, and there was like a platform in front of another platform. And even though, you know, this the mission was slightly different, he was very makbid to use the exact language how he heard it from his Rebbe. And therefore, however, Rachva had said the statement, that's how we should assume it was passed on. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Ana lo hay yadana v'lo hay yadana. I'm not familiar with this, I'm not familiar with that. I don't know if it was Modim, I don't know if it was Modim or Matin or Nirin. I don't know how it was said in terms of the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer. So Ella, the Rabbi Shmuel yadana. But I do know what Rav Ushmuel said. The talking lay Marganisa beBavel that they established in Bavel to say as follows that betodienu Hashem lokenu es mishpatei tzedkecha betalmdenu lasos chukei ritzonecha betanichilenu zimran esasam lechagi nedava betorishenu kedusha Shabbos v'chodim moed v'chagi kaserega ben kedusha Shabbos lekedusha yomtov hivdalta v'ez yom hashvi mishesh yimei amasa kedasha hivdalta v'kedasha es amcha yisrael b'kedusha secha v'titein lei v'chula. This is the nusach that one should say. Which what we have in our, you know, slightly different, but in our nusach is to say when Yontif is Chal Yos B'Matzei Shabbos, that's a nusach that we say, and we do not say to Modim, not like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us HaOmer, a person who says Al Kan, person is davening Shema Esrei, and he says Al Kan Tzipor Yagir Achamecha, that Kavosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim is on the Kain Tzipor, on the basket, the nest, that when the bird flies away, the Rachamim Kavosh Baruch Hu has, and the mother bird, you fly her, shoo her away before taking her eggs, before taking her children. That's Rachamim, the Kavosh Baruch Hu has Rachamim. And Ve'al Tova Yizachar Shemecha, that a Kavosh Baruch Hu's name should be remembered in all that which is good. A guy says Modim, Modim, he said Modim 2 times. Meshatkin also, we quiet him in each of these instances. Why? So when it comes to the first case of Rachamim, it sounds like, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does things because of Rachamim, but that's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things because of Gzeiras HaKasid. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. This happens to be a fascinating discussion here, based on what I mentioned on Shabbos, actually, about Hashkacha Pratis by animals. The Miri says, it sounds like this din of Kan Tzipor Yagir Rachamecha, that Hashem has Hashkacha Pratis on animals. The Miri says, that's wrong. He doesn't. Kadosh Baruch Hu has Hashkacha Pratis on human beings, but not Hashkacha Pratis on animals. The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that Hashkacha Klalis on animals. When it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about the species of lions, the species of cats, but he doesn't have Hashkacha Pratis for every breath that they take. Only humans have Hashkacha Pratis. So when the Miri says that's what is to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about this bird, that's not true, and that's why we are Mashtikin also. Others say no, there is Hashkacha Pratis even when it comes to animals, but that's the Miri's take on this submission. Either way, all these things sound like it's heresy, and that's why we mashtikin such an individual. So the Gemara explains this as follows. Bishma, I understand, when the guy says modim, modim twice, mishatkin also, we silence him, mishum de mechse kishay rishios. Sound like he's thanking two different gods, chas v'shalom. And Al Tovi Zachar Shemecha, we quiet him as well, because Nami Shemashma Al Tova V'lo Al Hara, we only mention Hashem's name on that which is good, but not that which is bad. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us Chayv Adam Levarich Al Hara B'Kshem Shemarvarich Al Hatova. We have to thank Hashem on even the bad, because even though it looks bad to us, it's not really that bad. Ella Al Kan Sipor Yagir Rachamecha My Time. What's so bad about that? That saying Hashem has rachamim on a bird's nest. Why do we silence him? So pligiba trei amaray b'marav in the west, two amaram da in the west is Eretz Yisrael. They argued for the about the following reason: Rabbi Yosi bar Avin, Rabbi Yosi bar Zvida, chad amar one felt mipnei shematil kina b'maisa breishis. One felt by saying this is true. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does a rachamim, but if you do this, you're going to now generate jealousy amongst the other creatures that maybe Hakadosh Baruch Hu only has rachamim on birds and not on other creatures. The chad amar the other felt. Because it's giving reasons to Kadosh Baruch Hu's actions and mitzvahs that sound like he only acts based on mercy. That's not true. Kadosh Baruch Hu acts based on gzeros. Sometimes we can understand that, sometimes we can't. But to say that they're all rachmim is incorrect, it's inaccurate, and therefore we silence him. So hahu denachas kami the rabba. Once a person came, he was davening as a shliach tzibur. V'amar, he says ata chasta kan tzibur. He says you Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you're so great. You have rachmanis on the nest, the bird's nest. V'atar chutz rachim aleinu, and you should also have rachmanis on us. On the rabba, rabba says kama yada hay tzumi rabbanan l'ratzu the maria. Ah, what a great chazan! He knows how to bring ritzoy to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amalo abaye his talmud says to rabba v'ham mashatkin also tanan. The Mishnah says we should silence such a person. How come you're praising the Chazan for saying this? Rabba Nami, l'chadudei l'abai hu d'abai, he wanted to sharpen. He was testing his Talmud Abai to see if the Abai knew this Mishnah, and he passed the test. You're right. I was being facetious, and you understood correctly that this is the wrong thing to do. So hahu d'nachas kami di Rabbi Chanina. A person was davening in front of Rabbi Chanina. By the way, the lashon nachas means to go down, like to noachas, to rest. So nachis is always to be yori the teva, to go down for the amud, because the pasuk says sher malas mimama kim karsicha Hashem. Put the down from the depths. So as some shuls have, it's not common. I know Or Chaim, the Yeshiva Or Chaim in Queens, they go to the amud, they have a little dip. But the chazan stands, mi ma'amakim. He's supposed to daven from the depths. So the lashon was always the yeirid, who'd go down to daven. So that's what means, hahu denoches kami de b'chanina. The guy who went down from Rabbi Chanina meant he was yori the teva, went down to daven for the amud. So the chazan was davening for the amud, and Amar he said, "Hakel agadol hagibur va'norav va'adir va'izus va'yoriv va'chazak va'amitz va'avadir va'nichbad." All these beautiful praises of Hashem. Himtin lo, Rabbi Chanina waited ad the time, and still until he finished davening his Shemoneh Esrei. Kisayim, when he finished, Amar le, Rabbi Chanina said to him, "Sayimtu lechulo shivcha demarich." Did you finish praising Hashem? Lameli kulihai. Why do you have such a long list? Anan hanitlasa damin, and the three that we say, "Hakel agadol hagibur va'norav," those two that we say. We only say Ilav Damrinu Moshe Rabbeinu Be'araisa. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not said these three praises of Hashem in the Torah, V'asu Anshik Nes Gadola B'Takninu B'Tvila, and the Anshik Nes Gadola use this to mold the Shemoneh Esrei, Lo Havinu Yachilun L'Meimer Lo, we could not say these three even. Why not? Because once you start, you can't stop. Once you start, like, you know, what's that by Pringles, right? Once you stop, you can't pop. Pop, you can't stop, right? Once you pop, you can't stop. So either way, once you start praising Hashem, you can't stop. So once you're in that mahalch, so we only say Gadol HaGibur V'Anora only because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did, so we model after him. But to go more than that, then that's any time you stop short of that, you're somehow, you know, limiting a Kadosh Baruch Hu's praise. V'at Amras Kulihai, and you say all of this V'azlis, you have like 25 lists. There's an infinite amount of ways to praise Hashem. Mashal Abemach Basar Adam. Imagine you have a king. Shahayu lo elef alafim v'dinar yizarv. He's got thousands upon thousands of gold coins. V'hayu mekalsin also, and they said, "Oh, you have such nice kesef." V'alo gnaihu lo, it's disgraceful for him. He's got gold. You're talking about his silver. So anything you say to Hashem about him, his praise, is falling short of what, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and therefore we should not even start in such the parsha. The Gemara now says, towards the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis here, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hakol bidei shemayim chutz mirei shemayim. Everything is in the hand of Hashem, except for your Shemaim. That's up to you. Shenemar ve'ata Yisrael ma'ashem elkecha shoel me'imach hiim li'ira. Hashem asks for one thing from us, just to fear Hashem. Everything else is shiat Shemaim hashkacha pratis. But your Shemaim, that is up to you. Actually, a fascinating discussion. Those who are listening, the old daf in practice, today's discussion I spoke about, is whether or not you could daven for someone else's Yiras Shemayim. Rabbi Meir and Bruya were davening for the different Rishonim who lived in their neighborhood, Daf Tes or so. They were causing Rabbi Meir all this pain, so they davened that they should do tshuva. So the question is, how can you daven for the tshuva? It's not up to me, it's up to him. If he wants to be Yiras Shemayim, he needs to ask for it. I can't ask for it. And Yiras Shemayim is entirely up to him, not for me. So they discuss this. So the Chazon Ish says that you're allowed to, that's still okay. But Moshe says, when you daven for a guy to be to do tshuva, you're not davening for him to have Yiras Shemayim. I can't. Yiras Shemayim is entirely up to him. What I daven for is, says Rav Moshe, that he should not have the challenges that have been causing him to go off the derech. And then removing the challenges, that will pave the path for him to have an easier way to find on his own the Yiras Shemayim. So the Gemara now says, Ata Yiras Shemayim milsa zutrihi. So the pasuk says, oh, all I ask for is one thing. Ve'ata yisra ma Hashem Elokecha shoel mimach kim liyira. It's very simple. You know, life is so easy. Just fear Hashem. So Gemara says, it's such a small thing. Ata Yiras Shemayim milsa zutrihi. It's so small, just one thing. It's a hard thing to accomplish. V'ham Rabbi Chanina mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Ein lo la'kadosh baruch hu bebeis kunazav ela otzer shir Yiras Shemayim. What Hashem has in His storage house is a Yiras Shemayim. Shenemar Yiras Hashem hi otzer. So it's not a small thing. This is what's like hidden in the big storage house. You need to access that base otzar. It's not a simple matter. So in Gemara says, Legabi Moshe milsa zuchasi. For Moshe it was easy. For us it's hard. For Moshe it's a simple thing. The Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Adam Shemivakshin Mimenu Kli Gadol, V'yeshlo Doma Lava Kekli Katam. So a guy asks for a large Kli. So it seems to him like a Kli Katam because he already has one. But for those who don't have it, so katan veinlo domolav kli gadol. So for me, I don't have anything. So even a small kli seems like a big thing. So it's all relative. So Moshe Benu Yiras Shemayim, he already accomplished a tremendous amount. So Yiras Shemayim for him was a simple thing. For me and you and the rest of the Am, where we don't even have the simple things, so then even that which is simple appears like a very, very, very big hurdle. So Gemara now says, modem, modem, mishatkin osa. We silence a person who davens modem twice because it sounds like he's davening to two gods. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Kol Omer Shema Shema, Kol Omer Modim Modim Dami. Same thing when a person recites Shema twice, it's also, we silence him because it sounds like he's davening to two gods. So Meisiv, I think we ask the question based on the Brice, HaKore is a Shema, the Kofel, a guy daven Shema, he repeats it, HaRezeh Meguna, that's a disgraceful thing. But the Gemara points out, Meguna Hu Dahave, but Shetuke Lo Mashat Kinele, it's a not a nice thing, but we don't silence him. So how come the Brice, how come Rabbi Zeira says we do silence him? But the Brisa says we don't silence him for saying Shema twice. Lo kashya. Ha damar milsa milsa v'tanile. Ha damar psuka psuka v'tanile. One is where he says each word twice is Shema and Shema. There we don't. It doesn't sound like you're davening to two gods. It just sounds strange. Are you doing anything? That's maguna to do that. But when you say Shema Yisrael fully, and then Shema Yisrael a second time in the full pasuk, that's where Meshat Kidna. So we silence him because it sounds like you're davening to two different gods. So Amr Le Rabbi Papa Labaye Vidilma Mekarlo Kivan Daiti. Maybe he's repeating Shema a second time because the first time around he didn't have Kavana. Ulvasov Kivan Daiti. And the second time he did have Kavana. Not because he's davening to two gods, because he lacked Kavana. Amr Le, the Gemara says, and we'll finish the daf here, that Chavrusa Klapi Shmaya Miika. Are we like friends with Hashem that we talk to Hashem just like, okay, without paying attention to him? Ilo Kivan Daiti Mekara. If he didn't have Kavana the first time he said Shema, we would like hit him with a some type of, I don't know, with a hammer of some sort until he has a proper das. So okay, that's how the Gemara finishes off, and we will continue with Hashem tomorrow.